The book of the Revelation. Revelation chapter 2. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne, and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. At the end of every message, to the seven churches in the first three chapters of this book of Revelation, there is a finish that is similar. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And then there is the promise. And in this first church, we're back in the Garden of Eden, where the fall took place. And now the restoration takes place. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. If you go on through this chapter and come to chapter 3, you'll find the last promise is to him that overcometh, this is to the Laodicean church, to him that overcometh, verse 21 of chapter 3, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down in my Father's throne. Isn't it wonderful how God fits everything in the same wonderful way. The first promise given to the Ephesian church was, he that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death, because he's going to eat of the tree of life. And thank God, one day we were brought to a place called Calvary, and we saw the tree of life, and we took of the leaves of that tree, which are for the healing of the nations. But at the end of the seven churches, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne. Adam never had a throne. Adam was at best a gardener. But what God has done for his people is far more than restoring us to be gardeners in Eden. Thank God we're going to sit in the Father's throne. Hallelujah. With Christ. You think of that. People are talking about Her Majesty's birthday honors and New Year's honors. They're all talking about them. But let me tell you, friend, I'm going to the throne when I get to heaven. I'm going to the throne to sit down with God's Son in His throne, even as He has sat down in His Father's throne. A man said to me the other day, he said, there must be a lot of thrones in heaven. I said, millions of them. But they're all the Son's throne. And He's going to sit me down. And He's going to introduce me. And He's going to say, you angels, this is Ian Paisley. He was going to hell, but I saved him on the 29th day of May, 1932. And he's saved forever. He's my child. He's the child of the King. Isn't that wonderful? We're going to sit in the throne. You'll have to be in good behavior then when you're sitting on the throne, because the judge dare not err. He has to do what is right. Oh, what a wonderful book the Bible is. May God help us to devour it. It's sweet to the taste. And when it gets down into your stomach, it's sour because it casts out all the old sour things that are there. Cast them out. And you get a fresh appetite. Not for licorice, all sorts, and Dolly's mixtures. But you get a longing for the wine and the honey and the milk of Canaan. May God bless us as we break the bread and drink the wine today. And some brother will lead us. We'll ask our brother Morris. Is Morris still with us? Morris. I say, okay. Maybe you would lead us in prayer, Ian. Ian's going to pray for us. Yes. 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 Amen. And everybody said, amen. The Lord Jesus, the same night in which He was betrayed, He took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it. He said, take, eat, this is My body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of Me. The third verse of 196. Thank you. let us give thanks for this cup. Lord Jesus, we thank Thee for those words. After that He took the bread, He took the cup. And He said, this cup is the New Testament of My blood, shed for many for the remission of sins. We thank Thee that I am included. When the Lord said, whosoever, He included me.
Hallelujah.
And I'm glad that my heart has a blood mark on it. Lord, when You see the blood,
glory,
You stand guard over us. The destroying angel can't get us. We're beyond the reach of hell.
Amen.
Covered in the blood of the Lamb. Lord, make this cup sweet to us today. May we hear the flap of the banner of love over the bridegroom's tent. And when we know that we're at the marriage supper in type today. Hear our prayer in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. The Lord Jesus also took the cup. And when He had supped, He said, this cup is the New Testament in My blood, shed for many for the remission of sins. Drink ye all of it. We hold the cup until everyone's served, then we'll all partake together. Let's all partake together. Lord Jesus, dismiss us from this house with Thy blessing. We know that Thou wilt go before us, and You'll never fail us, and You'll never forsake us. We have failed Thee. We have forsaken Thee. We have gone astray from Thee. We have brought to our heart pain and woe. But wash us in the blood of the Lamb, and we shall be whiter than snow. May we carry the fragrance of this feast with us for Jesus' sake. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. It's so nice to see so many people present at this communion feast. Let's have a good attendance each Lord's Day as we gather around the table. We need the sweetness of this feast every week to bring sweetness into a sour world. For only the sweetness of the blood and the body of Christ can help us in an age of sin. Amen and amen.